This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 24, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 80s. In Lynn yesterday, four family members died as a result of three murders and one suicide, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. The Daily Item in Lynn reports that the deaths played out across three different sites in the city. Two men, ages 64 and 34, were found dead at 98 Rockaway Street. A 31-year-old woman who was a suspect was then found dead in a car at the Stop and Shop parking lot on Washington Street with self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Later, a 44-year-old man was found dead in a car at 44 Layton Street. Former patients of the birth center at Beverly Hospital will be holding a press conference Thursday at 11 a.m. in front of the hospital, advocating for the center to remain open. The Salem News reports that the hospital has had plans to close the birth center, but recently announced that they are studying that plan and the center does remain open. The Salem School Committee voted unanimously to give Superintendent of Schools Steve Strike a contract extension that will be in place for the next several years. Make that 5 years. Strike came to the district in 2020, and as the Salem News reports, the district at that time was experiencing several leadership issues. And a student-led committee plans to bring 10 possible names for the Gloucester Elementary School, now under construction on Webster Street, before the school committee during its meeting on Wednesday, August 24, at 6 p.m. on Zoom. That, of course, is today. According to the Gloucester Times, with more input from the public, the name of the school should be decided by the school committee by the end of October. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays at Fenway Park last night, 9-3. Game two of the series is tonight at 7:10. With high school football practices underway for less than a week now, it's too early to know too much about our local teams, but Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin says the Rams should be strong defensively.
Defensively, we got kids like last year's MVP, Nick Costa, R.J. Fessler. We're returning like 8 or 9 kids that started on defense last year. So I think defensively we're going to be good.
Lynn Classical Athletic Director Bill Devin. And the Salem News Sports Department has been publishing a series of stories from staffers on various topics in the past week. In today's paper, the writers weigh in on what was the most dominant teams that they had covered over the years. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today.